Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah! Well, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High that we are back again for another episode. Yes, another very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Edim Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Indeed, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again and speak these very precious words that the Most High has granted us for the healing. Yes, for the healing of His people. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has He told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. Now, yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. Yes, indeed, there's a need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what that's truly all about. Isaiah 64, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 64 and 4 explains much if we understand it in its right context. Scriptures tell us in Isaiah 64 and 4, since the beginning, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the glory of that which Yah has planned for those who love Him. I said, my brothers and sisters, Isaiah 64 and 4, Scriptures also relating the same context in Isaiah 64 and 4 are also related at 1 Corinthians. I said 1 Corinthians, second chapter, where the apostle was quite explicit about the idea that man's faith cannot rest upon the mere eloquence of the words of men. Messiah himself said, many things I long to tell you, which cannot grasp them yet till the comfort of the Holy Spirit has come. Meaning that the mind of man must be attuned. I said, the mind of man must be attuned to discern the gravity, the high implications, the intense depth and height, what indeed is a word from the mind of the Most High. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, that men, without question, have looked at the same book, read the same book, but have grasped, or thought to have grasped, my brothers and sisters, thought to have grasped the mind of the Most High, but it's obvious that 45,000 denominations reading the same book and their differences, my brothers and sisters, have not been the friends of the Most High. In fact, they haven't been friends of one another. In fact, the multitude of contentions that we see in the world are evident, my brothers and sisters, that these are not the work or the finished work of the Holy Spirit. And my brothers and sisters, the covenant was never regarding to a mass of partialities. No, my brothers and sisters, the covenant never was after a mass of partialities or indiscriminate pollutions. Covenant was always, what the Messiah say, go forth and teach all nations everything that He commanded. Abraham was told to seek the Most High for His perfect word, for the perfect word of the Most High. And he was said that if he sought His perfect word, if Abraham sought the perfect word of Yah, that it would be a blessing, a healing to all nations. He never said there would be peace or that all would be called friends of the Most High, honoring the will of the Most High. And certainly not, my brothers and sisters, after a multitude of differing standards. They cannot agree. The gospel of peace must be in agreement, my brothers and sisters, and is, in fact, a law and a sense of order, my brothers and sisters, true to the fullness of the mind, the Most High, in terms of all that He intends. If there be a desire for anything less to be called salvation, my brothers and sisters, men have been complicit in a mass of curses, divisions, damnations. Quite frankly, a multitude of partial perceptions cannot be unto the will of Yah one. But my brothers and sisters, what do the scriptures say? Like I said, Messiah said, go forth and teach all nations everything He commanded after the power of the Spirit that teaches all things, no lie in it. Still again, relating that a pure, perfect work is absolutely necessary. Jacob, the book they called James, Said if we're scattered among the nations, hey, our patience and perseverance, faith in the Most High, our faithfulness unto the will of one still demands that we seek his pure and perfect will. If we lack discretion, seeking anything less than that pure and perfect word. Scripture says, let us not think we receive anything from Yah. In other words, if you will, my brothers and sisters, a ticket toward discerning or being granted access to the magnificent word of the Most High has to include a great love of the truth. And the truth is not part of what it is, but all that it is. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. He didn't say partial perception. The truth is not part of what it is. My brothers and sisters, there's a need to have a much greater sense of what is divine foundation. I said there's a need to have a much greater sense of what is divine foundation. A discernment of truth, my brothers and sisters. In fact, a pure, perfect light that the darkness cannot creep in. Many, my brothers and sisters, have been the lies that men have told. They have blinded men against seeing the greater dimensions of truth. And my brothers and sisters, there's many lies that have been told. And men not discern, in fact, fully what is the way of freedom. What has happened since the beginning, my brothers and sisters, since the fall, if you want to put it that way. Think about it. Man fell away from the perfect will of the Most High, turned away from the perfect will of the Most High. We can go back and talk about from since the garden. Men turned away from the perfect will of the one Most High. Did not want to recognize himself as fallen away from righteousness. Did not want to recognize himself as under sin. Did not want to recognize himself as no longer consistent with the plan and the pattern of life. In other words, life, my brothers and sisters, the concept of what indeed is life. What it say in the beginning was the Word was with Yah, the Word was Yah's. No contradiction, my brothers and sisters, in the concept of what is genuinely the gift of eternal life. My brothers and sisters, eternal life is not after, well, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, no concept that disagrees with the Most High shall persist forever. Man's sense of conscience, stability, his sense of what honors the Most High, must, my brothers and sisters, be true to him in all things. Messiah said, if you deny even the least word or least precept contained in the law and the prophets, if you allow anyone to trick you against even the least precept contained in the law and the prophets, or cause you never to discern, my brothers and sisters, what are the higher dimensions of truth to be attained in the law and the prophets? Think about it. In every nation, my brothers and sisters, men have negated some measure of truth. How can the gospel of peace with the Most High be according to the lesser standards than of the variant pastors, priests, rabbis, and kings? Impossible, my brothers and sisters. But the Most High must raise his people. He must raise their conscience beyond all these marks and standards of beastly nations that refuse to reason and see the whole truth, that if the greater truth were granted to them, so often, my brothers and sisters, would they resist it. My brothers and sisters, light does not deny light. All these various standards are not the light, but various shades of darkness. Lesser vibrations, my brothers and sisters, after which no one is in harmony or attuned as one after the mind of Yah. There's a need, my brothers and sisters, to understand what the scriptures are telling us when they talk about the need for the appearing of the righteous one. For my brothers and sisters, it is one who seeks all that is divine will that has access to that knowledge. As the scripture said, the promised heir would have. It said it was after him, my brothers and sisters, that men should hear again the gospel, the word that is above all the nations. And you know, it's amazing to stop and consider that men have not discerned a pure, perfect word that transcends all the varying misconceits of man. Men have not discerned what is that pure, perfect word, again, that is the gospel, because a pure, perfect word, my brothers and sisters, is a sure word. It's a good message. It's a message, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has forsworn, shall not be denied. Men have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, hear me now. Like I said, have not discerned what is a pure, perfect word that has none of the taints of men. Let him not discern what is faith in the Most High, faithful unto his word, his command, and his instruction alone. Yet for all this, men have still said that somehow after their various institutions and allegiances, that what they have trusted, my brothers and sisters, is a word worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, there's a reason why the scripture says Messiah will decide between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. All must overcome the variant ideals of the beastly nations that refuse to reason as one. For only those, my brothers and sisters, will transcend all these various misorientations among the nations. Only they, my brothers and sisters, can bring forth that pure, perfect work that the Most High calls faith and faithfulness unto himself, after which he shall find or see manifested last of people and all things true to his name and his word. We have to understand, my brothers and sisters, we must understand, salvation cannot be possible after the varying imaginations of men. The various imaginations of men clash, they conflict, they contradict. My brothers and sisters, like I said, the scripture says the word of light and life is an invariant word, in which there's no variance or shadow of changing. How then, my brothers and sisters, have men seen all these contradictions and dared to say that after such they have walked in the light? How dare, after a multitude of contradictions, my brothers and sisters, have men said that they have worshipped Yah? My brothers and sisters, the Most High has none of this confusion. If any man believes, my brothers and sisters, this multitude of contradictions is the work of the Most High, then my brothers and sisters, he's called the Most High a devil, and call the devil the Most High. None of these devious standards, my brothers and sisters, has the Most High ever sanctioned. What has happened is that man, falling away from the knowledge of the truth, has sought to establish for himself idols, comfort himself in his own vanities, in his own imaginations, unwilling to admit that in his fallen state and falling away from the truth of the Most High, that man under sin, my brothers and sisters, has not only been under sin, but the wages of sin is death. Men have not understood what the scriptures mean when it talks about in Romans that death reigned from Adam to Moshe. Moshe had to restore a standard then. You need to understand, my brothers and sisters, what these scriptures are talking about. Think about it. It says once man fell away, Most High said, the day man sins, how about turn away from the instruction of the Most High? He shall surely die. How about, my brothers and sisters, that day man turns away from the perfect will of Yah, what he has cannot possibly be life. What about the idea, my brothers and sisters, that the scriptures tell us that in the day of Messiah's appearance, when men shall sing the song of Moshe and the song of the Lamb, Deuteronomy 32, Revelation 15, what about the scriptures having to say that those who attain to salvation will have to say, point blank, that those who were before them who followed after the various standards of the nations were not his sons? Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? They were no longer his sons. Me and my brothers and sisters, the true sons of Yah. What does scripture say when it says Messiah? And those who believe in him and give them power become the sons of Yah. My brothers and sisters, dare men say that they've been true to divine instruction, after which they've gathered and exalted all these multitude of variant standards that cannot be unto the Most High agreement. Ah, my brothers and sisters, very arrogant on the part of man that he would curse the holy name, defy and divide the holy name, to call himself wise in his misimaginings. What about what the scripture said happened, my brothers and sisters? If you look on my website, there's an article there called, my brothers and sisters, there's an article there at hiddengospel.com. Heaven help us, my brothers and sisters. There's an article there called hiddengospel.com called Tribulation 7365 AD. The apostle said that men falling away from the faith, how about falling away from faithfulness under the will of one? Falling away after the diverse ideals of men then. Well, begin, my brothers and sisters, to prefer unrighteousness. Believe, how about believe unrighteousness was still life and peace? Cause men to therefore begin to what? Love lies? Have no love of the truth? I got news for you. Whenever men have created idolatries, or let's just say misimagining the false concepts of deity in their mind that they wanted to present as if it were holy, or as if it were even as if it were Yah or His anointed. My brothers and sisters, in every such case, such imaginings have been obstacles against men discerning the greater truth, the sure truth of the Most High. Men's imaginations concerning the Creator, my brothers and sisters, are not sufficient that men should know Him. Most High talked about those who He gave His anointed, that they, His anointing, that they may know His will. It's amazing that men have imagined after what cannot possibly be the anointing of the Most High. Men have imagined that they have known Yah in all these various differences. It's an impossibility. It's a total impossibility. But like I said, men have created what, 45,000 denominations? Buildings and temples, my brothers and sisters, that after which they have exalted their fatalist flatteries and dared to say that the Most High, after such imaginings against His mind, has still yet been somehow vital. My brothers and sisters, there's a need to discern beyond this massive fallacy. There's a need to discern, my brothers and sisters, beyond this mass blasphemy. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us that when Messiah returns, it's only those who accept Him whose word is an echo of all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets since the world began, even the authorship of the words of all the prophets. Who says, well, we're not hearken to His voice, shall be cut off from among the people. Do you really believe, my brothers and sisters, even at this moment, that the 45,000 denominations have been prepared and have been preparing the people to hearken to the fullness of all the Messiah Himself must say? The scriptures tell us in Micah 28:18-20, that if any man does not seek to preach the fullness of the word that the Most High grants by His Spirit that teaches all things, that ultimately he has no authority from Yah. And it's counted, in fact, my brothers and sisters, a treacherous one. A prophet, my brothers and sisters, granted the Spirit of the Most High, is, in fact, my brothers and sisters, as a steward, entrusted to speak the truth. Most High told me that He sends a prophet, someone with His word, with His Spirit. And my brothers and sisters speak what others would not. Because there are those, my brothers and sisters, who are more inclined to seek to cater to the various status quo of men. Politicians, my brothers and sisters, let's go ahead and say it for what it is. The politicians, my brothers and sisters, are not, well, let's say first off, they're the voices of the people. Voices of a people, and the scriptures quite frankly tell us in Isaiah 56, in fact, my brothers and sisters, go about 56:9, read 57:14. Most of them realize how much they have followed after their leaders, and if we understood those scriptures well, when it says, your rulers, your watchmen, are all blind. Some translations say that they know nothing. I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, what those scriptures actually mean. They mean that the collective of all your leaders have known in a world that has fallen away from faith and faithfulness under the will of one, that has turned away from the love of the truth. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, the Most High never said that those who have a hatred against the truth will be granted the spirit after which they might have access. In fact, hate against the truth, my brothers and sisters, scripture says, if a man sin willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth, he has no more sacrifice that can be offered for his sin. My brothers and sisters, scripture says he's blasphemer and insulted the spirit of grace. He's insulted the gift of truth. Shall a man who hates the truth, my brothers and sisters, still yet be taught? So the Most High, my brothers and sisters, seek to teach those who, with the truth were granted to them, they can only reject and show their unbelief. Scripture says, should we continue in sin? In other words, should we continue after a multitude of contradictive ideas standing against the word of truth and still expect to have divine favor? Absolutely not, my brothers and sisters. Faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. The gift of faith, the gift of favor unto understanding, the pure, perfect will of the Most High beyond all contradictions, faithfulness unto the will, is a gift from Yah. It's not after the imaginings of men. In other words, the Most High does not call faithfulness unto him whatever men choose in terms of establishing their own constraints. It's time to understand the real, my brothers and sisters. Like I said before, over the course of ages, it's been true again and again that man falling away from the knowledge of the truth has not wanted to admit what is meant when the scriptures tell us, for instance, in Genesis 49, the one called Shiloh, will regather the people. I said regather them beyond all their leaders, meaning that the standards of the leaders will not be called sufficient in their differences. But that's not what the leaders wanted the people to know. That's not what the people, the leaders, my brothers and sisters, wanted the people to know. The people to know that they might, in fact, genuinely seek to become faithful beyond the master their rulers misconceives. The goal of the rulers, my brothers and sisters, like I said, think about it. The only way men could be so easily convinced of this multitude of differing standards and having fallen from the light is that people remain in darkness, not discerning, my brothers and sisters, even to consider that their leaders, in fact, are preservers of sin. They definitely don't seek the whole truth. They don't seek the whole truth, my brothers and sisters, that exalts the Most High alone. They have denominations, if you will, pulpits and thrones that they seek to protect. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, all such desire to prioritize any standard as if it were greater or to be counted a foundation upon which the kingdom of Yah is to be established. Any such principle or perception, my brothers and sisters, that would exalt such felonious a statement, my brothers and sisters, can only be worthy unto damnation, not salvation. The Most High is not going to build his kingdom upon the falsehood that has encaptured and enslaved the minds of the people among the nations. But the nations, my brothers and sisters, show evidence that they have not converted by their sheer divisiveness. And it's time, my brothers and sisters, that we come to understand that. So the scripture talks about Most High sending one that he calls righteous, one that he will make righteous, one that he will make complete and pure unto his will, that they who would follow after him would be called the friends of Yah, the sons and daughters of Yah, those who are led by Yah. Messiah said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. My brothers and sisters, men have sought to come to the Most High after a pack of lies and some of every institution on this planet, one way or another. And said that after this path of lies, illusions, contradictions, diverse ideas that can never result in man arriving at the point of peace. Men have said that they were in the light and not misled. Let me tell you something. Anytime a man is misled, it's because the seeks to reach a goal, the only way he can be misled is that he has walked, in fact, in the darkness, unaware that he is being misled. And the nature of a deceiver is he will never tell you the whole truth. You always seek, my brothers and sisters, that you not discern enough to recognize why you're being led astray. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, better than this. We must become wise, my brothers and sisters, beyond all these varying travesties. Well, as I said before, men not discerning what is the pure, perfect word have presumed that their partialities were somehow wise. And my brothers and sisters, after such insolent thinking, no man can be called stable before Yah. I said, after such insolent thinking, no man can be truly called stable before the One Most High. So, like I said, men unwilling to understand what scriptures like the book of Micah has to say, saying that in the last day, well, like I said, Micah said, he knew in advance that the day would come. The words of men become completely untrustworthy. So he said, I will look to Holy One of my salvation. Men have sought strength, my brothers and sisters. Think about it. There's a reason why the Most High is called the strength of Israel. Many nations have thought that they found strength and peace after a massive contradiction, seeking the compliance of men and all their differences. My brothers and sisters, the strength of Israel is not that people thought that they would be made strong. Every man compromised with every man's misconceits. But true Israel understood that the strength of his people, the strength of the people of Yah, the people of the Holy One of Truth, could only be, my brothers and sisters, in the restoration and the preservation of the knowledge of the truth. It's time we understand why the scripture says those who believe in him, it gave them power to become sons of Yah. In other words, those who believe in the truth. Because my brother says the Most High doesn't teach this pack of lies to most people. Well, like I said, you got 45,000 denominations. And quite frankly, there's some very powerful truths that are written. For instance, if I were to talk about the secret city prophecies, or the fact that this is the third, this will be the third appearing of Messiah, not second. How many would be prepared to believe? I would even go as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, for those who don't understand that concept, and our brothers and sisters, there's so much that the apostles declared, so much that the prophets said they could not, they cannot possibly fully understand. Like I said, the Most High is not going to build his kingdom upon the infirmity of anyone else's so-called foundation. There's only one foundation that's firm and sure. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, this is the book of Revelation. It is impossible to understand the book of Revelation. It is impossible to understand the books of the prophets without understanding the secret city prophecies that the book of Revelation speaks of in so many ways again and again. It's impossible to understand the book of Revelation, my brothers and sisters, without understanding who the early church knew Messiah to be that had come before Yeshua 2,000 years ago, that was Yeshua still 2,600 years ago, and that they expected to appear in the last days, bringing end to this confusion once and for all. I was there to say, my brothers and sisters, there's so much that was said by the prophets, apostles of old, anticipating that one must surely come to declare a pure, perfect word, meaning that Messiah by no means sanctions the various ideas of men. Somebody was talking, I was listening to somebody the other day, and they were talking about the idea they know they're saved. Wait a minute, hold on. Know they're saved. Know that their word is true to the Most High in absolutely all things, nothing lacking, nothing missing. Nothing, my brothers and sisters, outside of context, nothing short-sighted. The Apostle Shaul said, I know nothing in which I am guilty. How about he not say, I knew nothing which I'm lacking, or indiscriminate, or inconsiderate? But he said, I might not be right in this. Or he said, my judge. Yes, even the Messiah who will cause men to consider all things that they have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise Yah. Oh, even the apostles said this, my brothers and sisters. We need to read closely at 3:14 through 4:5, 1 Corinthians, to understand that, quite frankly, these scriptures were saying to us. I said, quite frankly, that these scriptures were saying to us that if any man defile the temple, how about declare a lesser standard to yet be the gospel, defile the temple, or cause men to fall astray from divine conscience, because the temple ultimately is man. The temple is the words, brother says, the Most High would give, that men should tremble at his truth. If any man defile the temple, or let's just say lead men astray from the pure word, the scripture says, Yah, that man Yah will destroy. It said in the name of the Most High, 1 Corinthians 1:10-11, we must all speak the same thing, no divisions among us. If there's strife and divisions amongst us, we function as carnal men, not spiritual. Many of my brothers and sisters, we function as far less than what was intended, because man was created an anointed being. The reason, my brothers and sisters, is one with the Most High, and man is still quite unreasonably beastly till after the Spirit, my brothers and sisters, he can reason together as one with the Most High, showing a genuine reverence for him more than all this mad self-exaltation. After which a whole lot of folks just run to the churches to be patted on the back, to have themselves flattered, even at divine expense. Much wickedness in this, my brothers and sisters, much wickedness in this. And if men have not discerned that they should be ashamed for doing such a thing, my brothers and sisters, if men are not ashamed of doing such a thing, they should be ashamed of not being ashamed. Zephaniah, second to third chapter, particularly 2:15, 3, and 6, talks about how in the last days the Messiah will come and declaring the exceeding word of the Most High. Hey, Isaiah 28 says the same at a particular city. If you don't understand what I'm talking about, please examine those words on my website, Secret City Prophecies, and understand what I'm talking about there. If you missed anything that was said early in this show, it's fundamental to it, understanding where I'm going with this. And the scripture says, because these people have a multitude of, how about wicked or lesser, divisive standard. Everyone wants to be exalted by his own will. Hey, say they refuse to recognize their shame. And Messiah said, if any man is ashamed of his words, in other words, ashamed of the greater word he would speak, he said he'd be ashamed of that one before the Father and before his angels, meaning we have an obligation to uphold, not pieces and parts, but all that the Most High would declare. And if any part of this word, my brothers and sisters, man is ashamed of for the sake of seeking complicity in a worldly status quo, my brother says he's taken Babylon. And the very concept has been to the damnation of man, so man, my brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall. And we must overcome. I say we must overcome this insanity. I want you to think about something, my brothers. It's about the nature of the society we live in today. I said about the nature of the society that we live in today. Like I said before, think about it. And if a man is falling away from the Most High, falling unto blindness, not discerning what is divine will, far from wisdom, daring to call himself wise after worldliness, worldly differences, men have sought to establish their own ideals at which they can seek a personal comfort, idols that can never save, false concepts of deity that can never save, men have sought to construct. Desires, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High should, exalt their imaginations, that too is blasphemy. He said, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. My ways, high above man's in the heavens and the earth, but man's thoughts should have been much higher. But men have sought to make believe that the thoughts of the Most High was after the variances of their own ideals, not seeking fully what is the righteousness of Yah, the fullness of what is divinely expected of all those who would honor him in the Shabbats and feasts, the times that he has declared that men must be consecrated and pursuant the fullness of his will. He said to those who would take hold of his covenant, he didn't say his covenant was partial or impure. He said them he would make within his house and within his walls. Of people, my brothers and sisters, with a name as great as sons and daughters, and a house of prayer for all people. He didn't say, my brothers and sisters, that blessedness would be after the variant standards of men, but after the pure, perfect will of Yah. Something to be considered. Oh, my brother and sister, yes, something indeed that needs to be considered. Oh, how many are prepared to do so? Hear me, my brother and sisters, needs to understand something about when this nation was first created. I'm looking at my time, I've got about 13 minutes. How much of this can I cover? When first this nation was created, it was not entirely about finding the truth, my brothers and sisters. I know that some people say they were persecuted by Roman Catholicism in Europe. Many being persecuted in town they call the Protestant Reformation, but that does not mean, my brothers and sisters, the result of the Protestant Reformation has not been men walking after the pure will of one. Like I said, when the nation was first created, it was not about finding the pure, perfect, complete truth. It's about folks coming to a new world, escaping what they call religious persecution. Men wanted to voice their variant opinions and ideals about things. But my brothers and sisters, that does not mean they were all walking after the spirit of Yah. It was about folks coming to a new world to establish their own ideas so many times, or seeking the right to do so. Their interpretation, their ideas, what they felt. Many, like I said, coming from Europe, established what they thought the scriptures had to say. To dominate the indigenous people of this land. And yes, my brothers and sisters, also to bring and estrange from their own lands whoever they brought, whoever the Europeans brought here, to serve their purpose, cause them to exalt their orientations. It was for some, my brothers and sisters, about seeking their fortunes. Like I said, land was always considered precious, but only the most, let's just say, the upper crust, they called it. Blue blood had the right to own land. And a lot of folks felt like, wow, if they come over here and all this land, they can't claim some. They didn't care about the people that were already on it. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. A lot of folks about claiming their fortunes, doing what they could with the resources they found here, fleeing religious persecution. Those who, like, well, think about it. Throughout Europe, predominantly dominated by the Roman Church, many fleeing the potential persecution of the Jesuits of the Roman Church. From anyone who said anything in Europe, anyone who said anything against anything declared by the Roman Church was considered a heretic and potentially, my brothers and sisters, persecuted, tortured, potentially even unto death, stripped of all their property. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, just because men knew that Rome was wrong did not mean that they knew entirely what was right. You have to understand something. For many, it was about when they finally start to bring together this so-called nation under what they call this constitution. It wasn't about fully about the firmity of a divine word. It was about people seeking to galvanize the European immigrants from whatever country they came from. It wasn't about the, like I said, the pure, perfect word of the gospel. How can a multitude of people coming from Europe having differing ideals preach a pure, perfect word above all nations? That was not their agenda. That was not their pursuit. Not when they were more concerned about the idea about having as many numbers of Europeans come over here as they could to dominate the land. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, there was a little concern about people seeking the pure, perfect word that is the gospel because, hey, many people were being illiterate, for that matter. What could it be so easy for them to discern and substantiate a pure, perfect word where there was no absolute standard? The so-called founding fathers of this country. The book of Revelation tells us that the kingdom of Yah will be established the scripture says round about should be 12 pillars. 12 pillars to the 12 apostles and 12 to the apostles. I said to the 12 pillars, to the patriarchs of Israel. And 12 to the apostles. I don't see the patriarchal fathers of this country being about defending the integrity of anyone's concept of a pure word. Like I said, voices of the people, not the voices of the Most High. So, ignorance, in fact, was granted a license. Well, the scripture says we should not take the name of the Most High in vain. We don't call ourselves after his name, seeking to preserve a multitude of partialities, lest the mass of contradictions never be peace, and the peace that men seek, my brothers and sisters, is against the purity of the Holy Word, because every man wants to exalt himself. My brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the wickedness of what has been the result of this, because it's definitely not lawful in its lawlessness. It's about creating numbers, big dominance for the Europeans, brothers and sisters, and not for the pure word. of the One Most High. It's about not about the pure word, my brothers and sisters, of Yah or the reconciliation of his people Israel. It's about man exalting his imaginations against divine inspiration. Time we understand the truth. And in this confusion, men, like I said, have only created idols, comfort themselves in their indiscriminate ignorance. Came Lego, my brothers and sisters, on this so-called New World soil to renounce the sense of any absolute if it affected our group. If anyone said anything about an absolute standard after which all must convert. Came illegal, my brothers and sisters, even. Unlawful, they said. Said. Came unlawful, my brothers and sisters, for people to sit back and talk about the idea about there's one standard for all, even that's what Messiah said. Only because people hadn't discerned what it is. Okay, so people fight for their right to speak whatever they will. Call it religious freedom. As if their words were free, the word that delivers freedom rather than bondage. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth will set you free, but that's not a partial word, that's a whole word. 45,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, all declaring something different. People saying that they are innocent till proven guilty. Well, my brothers and sisters, 45,000 denominations means that most are guilty because the will of Yah is one. In fact, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says the Messiah appears. What about Psalms 12? Hey, Most High says, well, the scripture speaks of the psalmist saying, save, O Yah. Heaven help us, asking for salvation, definitely not declaring these concepts and thoughts after which men have exalted them, and then I say that they already were. Psalm 12, what does it say? It's an amazing thing, my brothers and sisters, considered. Help, save, O Yah, for the godly man has ceased. In other words, people are not seeking all that is divine will, but just seeking to be exalted after their own, to establish themselves. For the faithful, those who are faithful unto the will of one, fail from among the children of men. And therefore, you get the point, the rulers, the men who follow them, speak vanity, contradictions, never accomplishing peace. They speak vanity, everyone with his neighbor. Wow, and therefore their words are not to be trusted. With flattering lips, all flattering one another, is hypocritical compromise. With a double heart, treacherous against the will of one, do they speak. And the scripture says, any man be double-minded. And his heart, and his allegiances, and his thoughts. And say, let him not think he receive anything from Yah. Why would the dare men believe that Most High grants his spirit to those who would corrupt the words that he would grant? Psalms 12 and 3, the Most High should cut off all flattering lips, and the tongue that speaketh proud things. The people have said, with our own tongues, after our own imaginations, after our own thoughts, we will prevail. As if every one of them is a savior according to his own designs, when there in truth is only one. One salvation from every worldly misconceit. People say our lips are our own, so who is Lord over us? Oh, many of them say that they still, after their own lips, they have made the Most High their master, while they themselves do not seek all. The Most High declared, but it's simply sought to be exalted as what? Catholics, Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterians. Sworn allegiance, my brothers and sisters. In fact, the institutions declare that men should swear allegiance to those titles and dare to say that in all these differences, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has obliged them all. Brothers and sisters, men have not discerned the difference between the Most High then and the devil. Because there's no deviation in the word of Yah. 12 and 5, for the oppression of the poor, in other words, for the sake of delivering those who are meek of heart. For the sighing of the needy, the Most High said, now will arise. And I will set him in safety from him who had puffed at him. In other words, those who was, Isaiah 59 said the same thing. It talks about how those who would seek true righteousness, and this society are made a prey where the Most High will stand up for those who seek the real deal. And blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will find themselves on the side of what is in all things right. Psalm 12 and 6, the word of the Most High, get the point. He didn't say it's polluted words up to everybody's imaginations. That everyone's word, my brothers and sisters, is the gospel, the pure word of Yah. Romans 10 says that. That everybody's word, my brothers and sisters, is the word from on high. They're the words of Yah. Most High, pure words. I did not say polluted after the various imaginations of men. Words of Yah, pure word, and a silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. He said, thou shalt keep, preserve, guard them, O Yah. Thou shalt preserve. How about those, my brothers and sisters, who will stand up for the and uphold the truth? He preserved them from this wicked or froward generation. That's what it's talking about, my brothers and sisters. These the ones, those who seek to uphold and defend the pure word, he will guard and preserve from this crooked generation. Forever. For the wicked, the lawless, those who exalt their lawlessness, not seeking the fullness of what is divine will, who swear by the holy name, but not in truth nor unrighteous, walk wickedly, lawlessly on every side. And the vilest men, he said, are exalted. This is a prophecy of these very days. But my brothers and sisters, keeping men blind in the darkness, the nature of what has been done in the darkness, is how these travesties for so long have been preserved. Most High, my brothers and sisters, has no intention to allow into his kingdom anyone who would preserve this pretense, this fallacy, this masquerade. There's those who are humble enough to admit the truth that he will preserve. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. And I've extended the time tonight because I know there's a lot I need to say, and I've really only covered, if you really want to be honest about it, I've only covered maybe two paragraphs of many pages in notes. I'm just relating the implications on their ideas. Something to think about, my brothers and sisters. Men have created their idols after which they sought to call themselves wise. Hey, the apostle Shaul said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, how about after the varying ideals of men, say, let him consider himself a fool that he might become wise. In 2 Timothy, really need to read around, what, 3:14, about 4 and 4? All the word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is viable. He said the time will come when men turn from sound doctrine and turn toward fables. Our brothers and sisters, since the dawn of human fall, many have preferred to preserve the lie, preserve the darkness after which they can continue to exalt what is not light. Like I said, fall away from faith in the will of one after the intrusions, the misconceits of man. Many have not sought the truth or had any love of the truth. Hey, simply sought, and I want to talk about this sometime in the very near future. You need to look really close at Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, 27th, 28th chapters. For that city is like and called the great, some would call the great city Babylon. It's confused the minds and hearts of men. They call it sore. Some wants to look at T-Y-R-E, but it's not Tyrus, sore. Some texts call it Tyrus, Greek rendition. It is an example of all the idolatries that men have gathered together and all their unclean spirits, not after the Holy Spirit, after which men have exalted themselves as if they have a right to lie and a right to fight for their right to lie, to deceive one another, fight for their right to defile the name of the Most High after their imagination, because everybody wants to use the holy name, my brothers and sisters, after their own advantage to exalt themselves at divine expense, and men have dared to believe that the result of what they did, you call pleasing. The reason why, my brothers and sisters, in Matthias 12:36, he said, for every idol, how about stagnating? Stifling, deceitful, fatal flattering, self-righteous, self-aggrandizing word, doctrine, idea, predisposition, predict sense of orientation. For every word that a man speaks, my brothers and sisters, that it would be an obstacle against him discerning the greater dimension of truth. So for every such word, lie, that men speak, Scripture says they should give account thereof in the day of judgment. Now, think about it. If it didn't make any difference and everybody's word were the gospel, or word would be counted true as a word from the Most High, simply because they put his name on it, there'd be no need for Messiah to come to reveal what is his word precisely. He said, watch out for false prophets. It means watch out for false testimony. They will be completely disowned. 5:14-24. Hey, the word is supposed to go forth to the nation. Supposed to be a pure, perfect word. But men have preserved these corruptions. In fact, the ruling principles and powers and all their faulty foundations have sought to intrude mass corruption in the midst of the churches. And men, like I said, flattered in their carnality, have not even known that they needed the great empowerment of the Spirit, that Yah indeed with their souls might be pleased. Most High did not create man to be a habitation for lies and misimagination. He created man to be a habitation of his Spirit. He needs to ask the question why man had to ask again for that Spirit after which he was anointed from the beginning. And shall man seek not to do the will of Yah? Seek to exalt themselves as they did in the garden and still be found worthy, my brothers and sisters, of the gift? Think again. That's my one Messiah says, those who believe in him, he is empowered to become sons of Yah. Those who can prove that they will seek to be true to all his word. We found worthy to be made disciples. Certainly not anyone of my brothers and sisters who wants to sit back and say that they were taught by Yah only to establish their own ideals. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. It's not after the various vanities of man after which they have no peace that anyone is made the friend of Yah. He said, you're my friends if you do everything I command you. He said that to everyone. Everyone is seeking the whole, pure, perfect truth. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, until that truth is restored to mind in the earth, my brothers and sisters, no man is saved. It says Messiah will have to restore the gospel beyond all the marks of the beastly nation, beyond all the standards of men, beyond all the false value systems of man. He said the Messiah has appeared, and again, my brothers and sisters, a righteous one who seeks all divine will and has access to it. He said he will restore the strength of the people, and he will expose all the standards seem to be wise after the misconceits of all the various nations and their rulers. Read Isaiah 41 and understand who Messiah truly is and who the early church knew Yeshua to be. When he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. Who is that righteous one like the rising sun that comes suddenly to cast out the lies? To reveal the light the world would obscure. And to expose whoever would hide the truth from you. Because the nature of a lie is that he would never tell you the whole truth and cause you to presume yourself wise enough. After just enough, my brothers and sisters, to be, as somebody said, dangerous. A little bit of knowledge, my brothers and sisters, can be very dangerous when men do not discern the foundation after which those words were spoken. Wake up time. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Like I said, this nation is turned around and said because none knows or wants to admit what indeed is wisdom. Certainly not the rulers, especially when their political bias causes them to seek be exalted by whatever is the mainstay of a status, world status quo. Men have just simply presumed or desire to presume that whatever they teach should be presumed righteousness true to the Most High rather than injustice. That's exactly the kind of irreverence that the apostolic defenders warned. I said exactly the kind of reverence that apostolic defenders of the truth of the gospel, the truth of the word from on high, warned against. But how many of my brothers and sisters among us are faithful enough? I said faithful enough to realize the need for a far greater discretion than what in this world is common. Here, my brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and ask the Most High to show us what is missing in our thinking. Did you hear me? To show us all what is missing in our thinking. To purge our minds and hearts true to Himself and Himself alone. But quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, it's going to be found that if any man won't preach about what must come to pass, that our people be galvanized after the exceeding word of one, it's going to be understood one day, my brothers and sisters, they were all false prophets. None of them worthy to be called servants of Yah. Like I said, Scripture says that the law of the Most High gave Moshe. How about all the ancient patriarchal fathers? How about all the apostles and prophets of old? What they held as a foundation didn't have to be restored to man. Anyone who does not want that foundation would exalt the fallacy of these present times. Will not and cannot, I repeat, will not and cannot be called worthy of the holy name that declares Yah is true to all He is. So people call it politically correct to leave preserved and unchecked every man's misimaginations, every man's idolatries. Like I said, the scripture says you don't take the name of the Most High, you don't swear by His name according to anybody's vanities. You must seek His inspiration from Him. You certainly don't oblige the Most High to the contradictions using His name. He said he will not be counted guiltless. The man who does it means the man who does this is innately guilty, both of partiality and pollutions that the Most High cannot sanction. And he said there must be a refinement of the conscience of His people that they swear, call by His name, seeking all that is His will. No less, my brothers and sisters, is a viable oath and the vow. If any man, my brothers and sisters, desires to believe the Messiah came that men might lie, or like some people say, He came that men might just call upon His name and have their sins forgiven, as if to say He delights in sin, my brothers and sisters, they simply learn to trust and love a devil. Messiah comes to reprove every manner of misconceit. My brothers and sisters, if the lie was to be respected as viable, my brothers and sisters, the devil who deceives men apart from faith could still be called what? Could be called a friend of Yah? My brothers and sisters, deceivers divide men against the perfect will of Yah. He caused men not to be able to receive what must be perceived. He said, watch out for false prophets for a reason. He said, keep away from me, whoever would teach such words, believing they called upon His name. Look at Matthias 7:13-28 very closely and understand. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. But in this crazy society we live in, the stupidity of men, the lack of vision on the part of men, the shallow mindedness on the part of men, is so often regarded wisdom, which is why you can't think about it. You got such insane rulers talking about being elected these days. Ah, Because to talk about an exactitude after what the scriptures really truly have to say, they call unpatriotically rude. Like I said, the kingdom of Yah will be established upon a pure foundation after the word the Most High shall grant to a righteous one who would help the people to see beyond all this crookedness. Read Isaiah 44:20 through 45:6. Most High says he has to prove foolish the so-called designs of the how about the prognosticators among your politicians and your pastors. Quite frankly, if you read Malachi 3rd and Isaiah 41, you understand that neither your pastors, nor your rabbis, nor your elders, nor your presidents, your kings, none of them will be sanctioned. Hey, my brothers and sisters, they know nothing sufficient because simply they are not the one the Most High said he would send. Isaiah 56 say they all know nothing, but as I said before, what it means, they collectively, what they know is not enough. And it said in Isaiah 28, Messiah will come to declare that word that restores the covenant. How shall the words of men have been called sufficient all this time? Quite frankly, anyone who wants to believe that man in his fallen state, or wants to believe that even his foreparents have been wise in this ignorance that has prevailed to destroy the souls of men for so many generations now. Like I said, the scriptures say once the rulers of the nations come in and control the temples. The scripture says men believe a lie, my brothers and sisters, preferring unrighteousness, say that they might be damned. Well, that's what's happened. The words have become corrupt. No salvation in any of that. And nevertheless, the rulers dare not tell you that Messiah must come to reprove all of them and all who follow them. He didn't say he would come to sanction anyone, but that he must come to restore the covenant, meaning what men had was not the gospel, not the covenant, not the faith, not the pure, perfect word, not righteousness, not a pure oath unto the Most High, but oaths under men's variant, partial, misadministrative, misrepresentative, devilish, in fact, my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, constraints. It's definitely not the spirit of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, that declares, because them declare words that act as obstacles against men's awakening. Against men awakening to the pure, perfect truth. And all this men have done, declaring these partialities, mocking the Most High, at the expense of divine reputation, men exalting themselves and recognizing no shame in what they do, because they comfort men in their ignorance and they feel like that's a viable thing to do. Far better, my brothers and sisters, than a man admits that he has, that he lacks knowledge, that he might attain it, than he sit back and seek to exalt a standard. Of which the Most High cannot possibly be pleased. But one who does such a thing, causing men to hope where there is no hope. Not compelling people even to prepare for wisdom far greater. It's caused men, my brothers and sisters, to become lazy, slothful, stagnant, neglectful, self-righteous, and my brothers and sisters, hateful against the exceeding light that must come, all this exaltation of darkness and ignorance is proven to be the insanity, the vanity, the damning instability that it is. Wake up time. Like I said, so many people who have done these things. Heaven help us. They're not ashamed of what they do. They should be ashamed of not having been ashamed. Like I say, your politicians are more concerned about hearing the voices of men, what's necessary for them to be elected to places of power. Scripture says, if a man does this, well, the Apostle Shaul said in the book of Galatians, if any man seeks first to persuade men, or in other words, he compromises the pure, perfect word to claim that a lesser word is still yet the gospel, or the word beyond Men's vanity. He said, if any man does such a thing, let him be accursed. What are your politicians? What are your pastors who compromise the word because people want to be called after a denominational title? And they seek to sanction that title to grasp what they can from amongst those who want to be exalted after titles the Most High never gave. Oh, my brothers and sisters. So men dare to say that after all this arrogance that the Most High is pleased. I see a lot of scripture talking about how these varying thought forms have deeply invoked and will be proven to have deeply invoked the wrath of the Most High in these latter days. So what are the leaders doing, and they cause people to be proud of such insanity, but invoking the wrath of Yah not only upon themselves but all they that they exploit. Yah desires much better than that for his people. I would pray, my brothers and sisters, that you be inclined. To check out. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that need to be related as implications of things that are there. The articles on my website, my brothers and sisters, like at hiddengospel.com, articles like Prophetic Proof, articles like Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation, articles like The Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. That and so much more. There's so many implications on the words that are there. It must be grasped, and the Most High told me to know what it said and not know why it says, and miss the point. Like I said, all things the Most High has said must work together. The men even discern, my brothers and sisters, how to repent. In other words, the man cannot see how to repent until he first discerns what has been his error. And yet, my brothers and sisters, men have desired that they speak their error, defend their error. Desire that they have men to defend them in their vanities. But the scripture says Messiah comes to do something quite different. I was looking at Psalms 12 a little while ago. Isaiah 59, it says he will defend those who seek the truth. Many of my brothers and sisters, those who seek to defend the lie, that the Most High might grant his people an opportunity to see beyond the varying obstacles. That he will defend those who are turned toward truth, like the scripture says, seek to turn from transgression, it says in Isaiah 59. Those who seek, my brothers and sisters, to turn away from all ungodliness. He said he would defend. Who then are the enemies, my brothers and sisters, of those who would defend the lie? Yeah, we live in a society that caused the defense. So many contradictions, we call it freedom. Something that should all, this should be defended. The pursuit of preserving irrationality. Think about it. Scripture calls a righteous judge one who will consider first all the Most High has declared, before he declares a conclusion, a judgment, a rule. But my brother says we live in a strange society. So many times if somebody, they want you to swear truth, tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but they make backroom deals about what is and what is not acceptable in court. Even my time, many times, my brothers and sisters, when such words might be the difference between life or death for many. Talk about teaching and telling the whole truth in such situations, oftentimes you're called in contempt of court. it is insane as the insanity of it all. And yet they call these people, folks they want to be called justices. called by such titles as your honor, when my brother and sister honor the Most High himself, they would not give its due praise. Well, brothers and sisters, I believe for this moment, I've given at least some foreshadowing of what all I really want to get into with regard to my brothers and sisters, the greater depths of these things. The need to be dealt with if we're going to see past the illusions, because the illusions must be seen past, that our vision again become clear. What's scripture saying? In Isaiah 29, with their lips they draw to me, and their hearts are far from me. That means their understanding is far from right understanding. So they might speak, my brother says, even what is written directly, but way out of context for lack of vision. And my brothers and sisters, the scripture says that worship after the precepts and doctrines of men must be bondage. Must be separation from the mind of Yah. And oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, I regret to say on the part of many, no desire to see his perfect, the perfect will of Yah at all. The scripture says the time, however, would come when the Most High would cause his people by a wonderful and marvelous manner, by the power of his spirit, by the power of my brothers and sisters, what he brings to bear by his spirit, will cause, in fact, all the things. To see again truly what is the words of the book. And all this insanity shall be discerned, my brothers and sisters, as exactly what it is, the instability that it is. The men should discern, my brothers and sisters, the corruption of those who have done corruptly, believing that after so much corruption on the part of the doctrines, that they will cause the people to reject the voice of truth when it comes, or if the voice of truth, one who has awakened to the voice of truth would come, they believe they can bribe him or turn him aside. Isaiah 45 says, the true friend of Yah will not turn back, my brothers and sisters, but he will send his people, he will bring the people of Yah back to conscience, cause them to see beyond all the deceptions they believed, raise them beyond all wicked conscience, that he might establish a true kingdom under Yah, and not for a price nor for a bribe. This one, my brothers and sisters, is one who understands the purpose for which he comes. For the scripture said he would gather his people at the hand of one he promised. He said he would gather his people. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, he would bring them back from all the leaders who have misled and scattered them. Meaning that, my brothers and sisters, the leaders who have scattered the people of the Most High have not been friends. In fact, my brothers and sisters, they've been every man's enemies. So I have to ask, since Messiah is going to reprove everyone, revealing what should have always been known and preserved, I say, if you find that you are not one, though many say that they are, and many find that they have not been one with the Most High and not been true to all that is his word and doctrine, would you be willing to admit it? Or would you pretend, unto my business deserving doctrines that have been unto the damnation of many? Or let's just say causing men not to realize the need to seek as much as they should. Would you choose to pretend, therefore cursing the holy name, causing men, my brothers and sisters, not to seek the fullness of the high vibration, the pure, perfect, and varying truth, but causing men, my brothers and sisters, to walk after still what are the shadows of darkness, not realizing what else needs to be discerned. But like I said, scriptures talk again and again how when the exceeding light is revealed, men will know that they must walk toward that exceeding light. But like I said, that's been the way of the children of darkness. Hide the truth, people don't realize that they're still walking in darkness. Hide the light, the men still not realizing what they walked after. There's an effort on the part of wicked men, lawless men, keep people blind. Like I said, if you saw the greater truth, would you be prepared to humble yourself to receive and move toward it? Would you seek, my brothers and sisters, discretion after which you might repent, turn back toward the truth, and help others to see the same? Or would you like so many of your pastors and rulers and politicians, because they're really all pretty much the same, seek to cause the people to applaud the status quo, after which so many faulty foundations have been established, and to this day, at the hand of so many wicked men preserved? What would you choose to do? Like I said before, look at Revelation 16 as a good example. Isaiah 28 is another good example. By no means will the Most High establish his kingdom upon the infirmity as the misconceits of any man. The word, my brothers and sisters, after which men shall find again life was established from the very beginning, and no other foundation can any man lay but that which the Most High has already laid. To be revealed again, my brothers and sisters, and his Messiah. I would say, my brothers and sisters, either we humbly seek the Most High for the fullness of his will, or in our oaths unto him, we lie. There is no choice but one if we talk about life. We talk about survival. And if we're talking about redemption. My brothers and sisters, is viable. We are told we cannot call upon the name of the Most High after anybody's contradictions or any partial or impure word. We don't swear by the name of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, asking for the Holy Spirit, telling the Spirit not to tell us what we need to know in his fullness. Holy Spirit teaches all things. Why do you ask for the Spirit if there's some things you don't want to know? Or if there's some illusion you want to preserve? Can the Most High be pleased with that? Again. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings in. Thanking the Most High, my brothers and sisters, for every ear the Most High opens to discern, or that what he would cause to seek to discern with reverence and humility, the massive, awesome, magnificent, infinite wisdom of him whom my brothers and sisters made all things, and that he, and in that he made all things, he is the only Savior after which man could be made true. So the order of the Most High intends for all of his creation. I said again, my brothers and sisters, till we speak again, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Check out their website, hiddengospel.com. The same, my brothers and sisters, how you become can become constituent in the word of a ministry. The Most High is truly consecrated unto the healing of his people. Until we speak again, this has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Thanking the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Unto his might, honor, and praise always. Hallelujah. Again, I do thank the Most High for every ear he brings near. Time to see again the blessing, for the time of its revealing is nigh.